NYPD officers Wenjian Liu and Rafael Ramos were sitting in their patrol car in Bedford-Stuyvesant Saturday when a Baltimore gunman shot them to death. Residents Sunday mourned the police officers and speculated about what comes next. WNYC's Jessica Gould reports.
Gertrude Spivey was meeting with fellow congregants at the New Testament Church of God at the corner of Myrtle and Tompkins Avenues in Bed-Stuy when she heard the shots ring out. She says she knew officers Ramos and Liu. She says everyone did.
They protect us and we talk to them and they play with our kids and they interact with us and it changed the momentum of the neighborhood when things like this happen because they are here to protect us.
But just a few blocks away, Hassan Carter says anger against the NYPD has been growing in Bed-Stuy, and he wasn't surprised to see an attack on police.
The big picture is there was no justice for everything these police was doing. Now somebody took it within their hands. How shall I say to equal the score? And it's far from equal.
The shootings came after weeks of protests over the grand jury's decision not to indict a cop for the chokehold death of Eric Garner. And police say the gunman posted on social media that he was angry about the outcome of the case. Carter says he expects the cycle of violence to get even worse as a result of Saturday's shootings. But at a makeshift memorial at the spot where the officers were killed, neighbors place flowers, candles, and a flag on the concrete sidewalk. Tahar Salim called the gunman a lone wolf. And despite the divisions in the community, he says many neighbors support the police.
Not everybody bad, you know. People thinking black people is bad or white people is bad. No. If one person is bad, not everybody bad.
Back at the New Testament church, the pastor preached about a season that's supposed to be full of good tidings and joy. With Christmas a few days away, he called for peace and reconciliation. Gertrude Spivey says she thinks it's possible.
Just everybody needs to pray. We need to pray. And we need to keep the officer's family in prayer, too. And we need healing in the neighborhood now. We need healing because of the tragedy.
Spivey says the church had already opened its doors to the police, offering detectives coffee and hot chocolate as they conducted their investigation on Saturday. And she says the doors are still open. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.